Our luck lately has been something I'm trying to keep hidden behind our flimsy barn doors, lest the world will catch the untimely scent of our misfortunes and begin buckling under the force of our existence. I can't pinpoint when it began or for how long, but just recently a bad skid started when we bought a 2-year-old vehicle that has been in the shop for about 10 days, and there is no hope for its imminent return anytime soon. This computer screen I type into got horribly cracked by a mysterious photo bounce on the top of its plastic enclosed casing. Then another computer failed, another one failed. My wife's desk got mysteriously locked shut. A black cat housed in front of our house after we just got rid of our 2 beloved gray cats. This home won't sell, and the bills race towards my dreams as though the pitchfork is severing fresh compliant flesh. In between all these moments of small misfortune and work and parenting, husbandry and chores and such, I find time to laugh at self-made jokes that no longer go over with my wife because they are so overused that she's used to my humor. And as the humor train comes rumbling down my brains once more and the starship rides through another imaginary brainscape of mine, I opt to close this poem out and hit the save button lest the power surge comes mysteriously out of the west. And I urge you to wash your hands and brush your teeth after the final period in this ramble so that you can be safe and secure in your satchel of good reading luck.